Bird captain Ronan McDermott, celebrations are ongoing here. The energy, the vibe, the history of this club. You captained them to a title. How important does this rank for you?
Yeah, to be honest, it's right up there. It's probably, to be honest, personally, my biggest achievement. It's an absolute dream come true to captain this team to a county title. It's just unbelievable. Kind of last words here, to be honest.
Yeah, well, listen, the history. You grew up with such history at Bird. Obviously, it's a talent of being the standard bearers. But listen, for this young Bird team, you know, what a milestone for you to captain them as well. What was it like coming into this game? Because you were massive underdogs.
Massive, like, and it's been played out all week in the media and everything that, you know, it was a damn huge favourites. And it was, as long as we heard that, and we were like, when you inside, we were fit to beat them. But I was just actually getting it over the line and doing it, you know. You'd question yourself before the game, are you good enough? And I think we showed we're definitely a good enough team. We out hurled them today and lots of periods in that game, so... I just couldn't be any prouder of the boys.
Yeah, and Ronan, did that underdog tag, did that come from the group game where even though you got the three goals, Setanta kind of controlled it, the players missing that day, everybody was saying, but did they underestimate, was everybody outside the Bird camp underestimating Bird?
I think, to be honest, there was, I don't know, there was rumours that they were looking, no, I don't know if it's true, but they're looking ahead to Ulster and things got to come back to us, and, you know, it gets the team going, do you know what I mean? Yeah. But It was great. Just get over the line there. And
you're here with your son. He's got the cup there, yes.
That's all right. Yeah.
Good man, Harry. Proud young Harry here. Right. That's what it's all about, you know. Proud moment for the family here. Listen, looking in now, of course, you're in the new territory for a lot of these guys. They have a championship now. Yeah. You're facing the Ulster Donegal Champions.
That's it. I know. We're looking forward to it now. The next few weeks, get the head down again. We've got about a football championship for a few of the lads now. And just keep the bodies right for the next few weeks. And I think it's 4 weeks until Ulster kicks off in November time, actually. So 4 or 5 weeks. And... we can't wait now after that.
Big night ahead, so back to base with a cup, and I suppose for that history, I'm just looking around. The amount of boys out in the pitch, you know, would have multiple county medals. Yeah. For a lot of these lads you've led today, you know, this is a big, massive day, and for putting Bert back to where they would belong as a team.
It's huge. Like, you know, Setanta and the Conference, they're a great team. They're Ulster Intermediate Champions, and that takes some beating, like, in fairness. You know, they really done themselves proud last year, and we knew what it was going to take to beat them, and I'm just so glad the boys stood up today, and it's humbling.
You have a great night, man. Well deserved.